Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, campers, self-isolated individuals, self-quarantiners. Here we go with hour number two. Getting underway with the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program, coming to you from the friendly confines of stately McLean Manor, as the suits have suggested that in the interest of erring on the side of caution, I do my award-winning radio program, winner, by the way, for the 57th consecutive year of broadcasting's coveted, even revered, Bobby Mack Show, that I do the program from my home to reduce the chances of infection. Really interesting take on that from a dentist on the text line as well that I'll get to momentarily. And I have to go back and catch up with the text line because, apologies, I was doing a bunch of other things earlier and didn't have an opportunity to get the text line open as quickly as I should have. In the meantime, you are invited to join me and be a part of the conversation today as we keep track on what's going on in Washington as they're trying to get the stimulus bill passed. We'll keep you updated there. Here is how you take part in the conversation today. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. Let me retreat further back into the text line in the interest of catching up with the people who sent texts earlier in the program that I did not have an opportunity to get to. And again, I apologize for that. Let's see here. Where do they begin? Bobby, I think you should get the Chi-Com COVID-19 test. Your fluke illness you had is a good candidate for it. Did you receive any packages from Amazon/China before you got sick? Take care. The thought had crossed my mind, but I had no fever and no headaches with the bout that I had with, I don't know, maybe some kind of flu virus odd strain or maybe just a really nasty cold. Bobby, South Carolina, this is from Alan and Greer. A New York State escapee texts me, New York Governor Cuomo was told in 2015 to buy 26,000 ventilators for $26,000 each. Guess what? He didn't buy doodly squat. Yeah, I know, you're as stunned to hear that as I am. Bobby, there's some numbers that are left out, such as 50,000 people out of how many tested positive. Also, how can we get a scope of how big a problem this actually is when we obviously can't even test everybody who would like to be tested? We are mostly seeing and hearing that the people that need to be tested are the ones showing symptoms. What about everybody else? What about the people with very mild symptoms? Or for that matter, what about people that are asymptomatic? Bobby, why is no one talking about the geoengineering and chemtrails at this time? Okay, I'm going to let that pass. Bobby, I see that some countries are using an app that tells people if you have the virus, you cannot access grocery stores, etc., without it. Sounds biblical. Hope your app code isn't 666. Gotcha. Bobby, Trump is a racist of convenience. Apparently, he's a racist when it's convenient for the left to accuse him of being one. Yeah, apparently. Bobby, have you heard of the 2019 Bill Gates Event 201 simulation? No, I haven't, but I'm sure that I will. Bobby, Mark Levin is wild. He's so funny when he gets into a rant. I love it. When Levin loses it, you know, he starts yelling and screaming. He's classic. Bobby, today, since you're in stately McLean Manor again, baby doll Brenda has to get over her shyness. Have her tell us a joke. Okay, she's listening in the other part of the house, so we'll see if she comes up with a joke. Bobby Cuomo, quote, they only provided 4,000 ventilators when we needed 30,000. What do we pick? Which 26,000 people will die? Answer from me, well, that's socialized medicine for you. The left does look to, they love to pick winners and losers in business, industry, and apparently in life itself. Bob, is there a need in our area for home-sewn medical masks? There are lots of us who have the know-how, materials, and time to make them. By the way, little Annie over the weekend did precisely that, did a how-to, and it shows you step-by-step how you can make your own mask. Bobby, nobody seems to be concerned with the psychological effects of this worldwide shutdown. Nobody knows which way to turn. Bobby, I believe President Trump will drop the clutch on the economy after these fools that are bickering over the stimulus package finally pass something. Bobby Mack, Trump announces he wants America back open by Easter, and Governor Henry McMaster announces he's keeping the schools in South Carolina closed till May. What? Bobby, the Dems want to crash the economy and dump Trump. That is all. Good for shutting down the public schools, saves billions, saves kids as much as possible from Common Core, gender identity indoctrination, homeschool rules. Bobby, don't forget the left needs a permanent underclass, such as unemployed people, in order to remain in power. Bobby, I run a small cabinet shop, so far still busy, did lose one remodeling job because the homeowner became worried he would lose his job. I look to see the effects of this shutdown around 6 months down the road, when the houses that should have started now didn't get started. Thanks from Coop. Thanks, Coop. Bob, have the legislators gotten around to suggesting they cut their salaries? Amazingly, no. No mention of that. Bobby, did McTaxter fall on his head? Was he dropped as a baby, or is he just naturally stupid and an irrational moron? Bobby, laugh out loud as the screen in my truck's radio shows me which radio station I'm listening to. It is also telling me to wash my hands. all the local hospitals planning on closing medical offices during this healthcare crisis? If you can't count on your doctor during a healthcare crisis, when can you? Who's going to take care of the people who are sick, who don't have coronavirus? Bobby, amazing, after Paul Ryan and others in Congress, I had no idea the Speaker of the House had so much authority and so much control. Well, Pelosi apparently believes that's the case. So, Bobby, no foursomes allowed on the golf course this weekend? Yeah, one to a cart. One to a cart. We'll see. At 4:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show, I got a few more to catch up with. And then I want to come back to what I referenced when I was talking to Gene right before the news at the top of the hour. The information today from QAnon and doing some backtracking and connecting some dots on people who may have been involved in how this whole thing got ramped up. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All together now, deep breaths, deep breaths. Aum, aum. Calm and relaxed, calm and relaxed. Yeah, right. Under pressure, 4:21 here on the Bobby Mac Show from the friendly confines of stately McLean Manor. Let me quickly clean up a few more from the text line that I didn't have an opportunity to get to earlier. Bobby, does a governor's ban in groups of three or more pertain to churches? If you don't know, can you get someone to clarify that does know? I posed a question yesterday. What if you're a family of five or six? You know, you got what? You got three kids into the room? And sorry, it's not your time yet, kids. You got another hour and a half before you can be in here to social distance. Once again, more questions and answers. To the phones we go. Let's head to Easley and bring in Pat here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Pat. How's your Tuesday?
Fine, Bobby Mac. I've got Nancy Pelosi's number, and you can call and leave her a message, and I would love for everybody to ring her phone tomorrow.
Oh, and her number is
224-3121.
224-3121.
21, yep.
Yeah, got it.
And everybody ring it, because I'm going to call her back tomorrow, too. I done talked to them today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. She likes it. You just tell her you want to leave Nancy a message, and she just puts you right there.
And so you talk to some aide in Pelosi's office, is that right?
Yeah, and she just, mashed a button and let me leave a message, and I left her a good one, and I'm going to do it again tomorrow.
I got you, yeah. They're kicking
it. And I appreciate when you sent the Tea Party Help Us Go, me and my husband went to that, and we need another one.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We need another one.
And that is one of the suggestions that is making the rounds these days as well, that there needs to be an outpouring of Tea Party-like action. Pat, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, Pelosi and the rest of them, typically, they kick that stuff to voicemail because they're above that sort of thing, don't you know? Also in on the text line, Bobby's Social Security numbers are not to be used for identification. It says so right on the card. DMV should not need it. It used to say that on the card. That's what I referenced when I got my first Social Security card in 1963. Yeah, they gave you the card. Actually, the card was it was chipped out on a piece of wood. Well, almost. But in those days, it did say
Stuart wasn't rock.
Yes, in those days, it did say not to be used for identification. And somewhere along the line, that kind of disappeared off the card. Oh, well, here may be part of the explanation. Next texter says real ID is what happened to that. Yeah, could be. Bobby, the Democrats tried to impeach Trump for withholding aid to Ukraine. Now they're withholding aid to the American people. I think a little bit of what's good for the goose is good for the gander should be applied from Jim in Easley. Excuse me. Thank you, Jim. Texter says, yeah, you're right, Bob. You can do a lot of your DMV stuff online, scdmvonline.com. Good afternoon, Bobby Mack. Glad you are safe and sound with your baby doll, Brenda, at home, and little Miss Megan, our Westie. And yes, it is another beautiful day in Greer, Trump 2020. Serrano Virus Freddy on the floor, spreading to the United States. Looks like it's parallel with the major freeway system. Yeah, somebody else about the QAnon posts texted 22X report. Also is Q. Bob, I'm thinking the school closure is God's way of helping us break the indoctrination they're doing to our kids. You may be onto something there. Bobby, I think Trump may have been snookered into all this social distancing for this China flu hoax, and Trump's no dummy. One of the other things I want to work my way around to here today is this Dr. Fauci character. The president has had him on a lot, and the doc, what'd you say, Moneypenny? Oh, Fauci. Well, he knows who he is. He has been in the habit of every time you turn around, he wants to correct something the president said, and now aides are saying that the president has just about had enough of Fauci, whatever his name is. And there are a few articles on that I want to share with you. Bobby, have you noticed the cities getting all the federal goodies, like the hospital ships are sanctuary cities and states? Bobby, don't most people clean a toilet before they use it, unless it's in their own home or something of the sort? Bobby, it's great to hear Dr. Gene call in. I wish I could speak in encyclopedic American as he does. Smiley face. And here's the one that I referenced a few minutes ago. I love this thing. I love it when somebody actually applies a little logic to a situation. It's stunning. Texter says, social distancing in theory sounds great, but this facade crumbles when you're standing in line at the grocery store at the required spacing, and you look ahead and realize that the same cashier who will touch your items has touched the last 50 customers' items, and realize that at least one of those 50 had to be an asymptomatic case. So in one fell swoop, or as I like to say, in one swell foop, this charade of social distancing breaks down. Although we can maintain as much separation as we want for 23 hours and 59 minutes a day, it is during that 1 minute that food items become vectors, since we will likely not disinfect before letting them enter our house. And the virus has boarded its Trojan horse and galloped into our house and eventually our lungs. The chain is only as strong as its weakest link. It is really only a feel-good measure. The only three options are, one, pretend this sequence does not happen, two, disinfect every package, or three, stop eating. Good luck with this. Salvatore Liveri, DMD. Great stuff. Bobby Mac just sent an email with my message to Governor Henry McTaxter from Alan R. in Spartanburg. Alan, I wouldn't be surprised if Alan doesn't have another limerick in my email box. I'll have to check. Bobby, well, I need food, I guess. Only so much to stock. You'll be in the mood to eat anyways. Just saying, no junk food allowed. Oh, this is nice. Bobby, by allowing you to work from home, management is preserving a national treasure. Well, I don't know if I might go that far. But, sounds good. 429 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go to the news center.
Huh? Once you come back in here, I'm going to have to retrain you all over again.
Ah, except you're assuming I'm coming back in there.
You know what happens when we assume, right?
Yes, I do. 429, Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side, and I am going to get to connecting some of the dots, back trail on this whole Wuhan flu and who may have had a hand in this thing. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Bobby Mac Show here on Tuesday. Now, I talked earlier in the program about how I want to do a little backtracking today and connect some dots on where this whole business with this Wuhan flu got going as an agent of emerging infection. At the QAnon site today, there was a copy of a page from the Clinical Microbiology Reviews. The date on this is October of 2007. Okay? This is from the American Society for Microbiology. And the title of the piece is Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus as an Emerging and Re-emerging Infection. And as part of this piece, it has a paragraph entitled, Should We Be Ready for the Reemergence of SARS? The medical and scientific community demonstrated marvelous efforts in the understanding and control of SARS within a short time, as evidenced by over 4,000 publications available online. Despite these achievements, gaps still exist in terms of the molecular basis of the physical stability and transmissibility of this virus. The molecular and immunological basis of disease pathogenesis in humans, screening tests for early or cryptic SARS cases, foolproof infection control procedures for patient care, effective antivirals or antiviral combinations, the usefulness of immunomodulatory agents for late presenters, an effective vaccine with no immune enhancement, and the immediate animal host that transmitted the virus to caged civets in the market at the beginning of the epidemic. Now, you remember, at the start of this, there was much discussion that this virus had originally emanated from people eating diseased bats in the so-called wet markets around Wuhan. But here's the sentence that is highlighted in this piece. The presence of a large reservoir of SARS-CoV-like viruses in horseshoe bats, together with the culture of eating exotic mammals in southern China, is a time bomb. The possibility of the reemergence of SARS and other novel viruses from animals or laboratories, novel meaning new, not seen before, and therefore the need for preparedness should not be ignored. Okay? So there is that. Then there is this, and a number of callers have referenced this in recent days. So I went back and I pulled from Tuesday, 28 January this year, a news release from the Office of Public Affairs of the Department of Justice with the headline, Harvard University professor and two Chinese nationals charged in three separate China-related cases. The Department of Justice announced today that the chair of Harvard University's Chemistry and Chemical Biology Department and two Chinese nationals have been charged in connection with aiding the People's Republic of China. Dr. Charles Lieber, 60, chair of the Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology at Harvard, was arrested this morning and charged by criminal complaint with one count of making a materially false, fictitious, and fraudulent statement. Lieber will appear this afternoon before Magistrate Judge Marianne Bowler in federal court in Boston. I need to dig deeper and find out what happened at that hearing if this guy's in the Gray Bar Hotel. Knowing a federal court judge in Boston, he was probably released on his own recognizance. Yan Quen Yi, 29, a Chinese national, was charged in an indictment today with one count each of visa fraud, making false statements, acting as an agent of a foreign government, and conspiracy. Yi is currently in China. So good luck on dragging her back. She, by the way, is a lieutenant in the People's Army. And also, I'm sure, is related in some shape, form, or fashion to MSS, the Ministry of State Security. Zhao Song Xing, 30, also a Chinese national, was arrested on December 10th, 2019, at Boston's Logan International Airport and charged by criminal complaint with attempting to smuggle 21 vials of biological research to China. On January 21st, Zing was indicted on one count of smuggling goods from the U.S. and one count of making false, fictitious, or fraudulent statements. He has been detained since December 30, 2019. Now, there's a lot more here about Dr. Lieber. Served as the principal investigator of the Lieber Research Group at Harvard, specializing in the area of nanoscience. He has received more than $15 million in grant funding from the NIH and DOD since 2008. These grants require the disclosure of significant foreign financial conflicts of interest. Well, as it turns out, unbeknownst to Harvard or anybody else, Lieber became a strategic scientist at Wuhan University of Technology, WUT for short, in China, and was a contractual participant in China's Thousand Talents plan from in or about 2012 to 2017. This plan is one of the most prominent Chinese talent recruitment plans designed to attract, recruit, and cultivate high-level scientific talent in furtherance of China's scientific development, economic prosperity, and national security. China's, not ours. These talent programs seek to lure Chinese overseas talent and foreign experts to bring their knowledge and experience to China and rewards individuals for stealing proprietary information. Under the terms of Lieber's three-year Thousand Talents contract, WUT paid Lieber $50,000 per month, living expenses of 1 million Chinese yuan, about $158,000 at the time, and awarded him more than $1.5 million to establish a research lab at WUT. In return, Lieber was obligated to work for the lab not less than 9 months a year by declaring international cooperation projects, cultivating young teachers and PhD students, etc. The complaint alleges in 2018 and 19, Dr. Lieber lied about his involvement in the Thousand Talents plan and affiliation with WUT. April 24, 2018, during an interview with investigators, that would be the Phibbies, Lieber stated that he was never asked to participate in the program, but he wasn't sure how China categorized him. In November 2018, NIH inquired of Harvard whether Lieber had failed to disclose his then-suspected relationship with the Chinese. Lieber caused Harvard to falsely tell National Institutes of Health, NIH, that Lieber had no formal association with WUT after 2012, that WUT continued to falsely exaggerate his involvement in subsequent years, and that Lieber is not and has never been a participant in China's Thousand Talents plan. Now, those of you who are listening to this and saying, well, wait a second, why was this guy charged with just making false statements? Remember what they did with General Flynn, what the FBI did with General Flynn and Roger Stone? They weren't actually charged with any commission of a material act other than lying to the FBI. And you would think this guy should be charged with treason. And yet, hadn't happened. All they charged him with was lying to the FBI. Now, these Chinese that he was working with also have a very colorful history as well. And I know I'm kind of going deep into the weeds on this, but this is stuff that you're not going to hear anyplace else, certainly in the lamestream media, and that you deserve to know. Who are these Chinese that this big-time guy at Harvard was working with and being very well reimbursed in the process, by the way? That's next. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Howdy, welcome back. 4:51, 9 before 5, and I'm sharing with you some information this afternoon about a previous arrest of the Harvard University chairman of the Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology by the FBI back in January. This guy, Dr. Charles Lieber, who is 60, arrested, along with two Chinese nationals, one of whom is named Yangging Yi. Ms. Yi is 28 years old, okay? Dr. Lieber is 60. I just mentioned this in passing. I've never seen a picture of Ms. Yi, but I would bet she is not ugly, if you catch my drift. According to the DOJ's indictment, Yi, among other things, is a lieutenant in the People's Liberation Army, the Armed Forces of the People's Republic of China, and a member of the Communist Party, which you have to be to rise in the ranks. On her visa application, Ms. Yi falsely identified herself as a student and lied about her ongoing military service at the National University of Defense Technology, a top military academy directed by the CCP, Communist Party of China. It's further alleged that while studying at Boston University, from October 17 to April 19, Yi continued to work as a PLA lieutenant, completing numerous assignments from PLA officers, such as conducting research, accessing U.S. military websites, and sending U.S. documents and information to China. As she is now back in China, by the way. According to court documents, federal officers interviewed her at Boston's Logan International Airport. During the interview, it is alleged that Yi falsely claimed that she had minimal contact with two professors who were high-ranking PLA officers. However, a search of her electronic devices, determined that at the direction of one professor who was a PLA colonel, Yi had accessed U.S. military websites, researched U.S. military projects, and compiled information for the PLA on two U.S. scientists with expertise in robotics and computer science. A review of a WeChat conversation revealed that Ms. Yi, Lieutenant Yi, and the other PLA official were collaborating on a research paper about a risk assessment model designed to decipher data for military applications. During the interview, she admitted she held the rank of lieutenant in the PLA and admitted she was a member of the CCP, probably also a member of the MSS. Meantime, the other Chinese guy, get this guy. He was arrested at Logan Airport, where FBI agents discovered vials. He was conducting cancer cell research at Beth Israel Hospital in Boston. He stole 21 vials of biological research and attempted to smuggle them out of the U.S. aboard a flight bound for China. Federal officials discovered the vials hidden in a sock inside one of Zing's bags and not properly packaged. Yeah, I would say sticking them in a sock is probably not. I mean, how do you think the luggage is handled at Logan Airport in Boston, huh? Right. No chance of these things being damaged or breaking open. It's alleged that initially Zing lied to officers about the contents of his luggage, surprise, but later admitted he had stolen the vials from a lab at Beth Israel. The charge of making false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements provides for a sentence of up to 5 years in prison, blah, blah, blah. So here are some highfalutin science people who are very buddy-buddy with Chinese military officers, one of whom is trying to smuggle out vials of who knows what to take back to China. Jeez. Quickly, let me get to the phones because we're going to Clinton next, and Bobby is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
I was wanting to share with you, I have a friend who has a son, and they went to Peru for vacation because he's getting ready to graduate college.
Right.
So I'm not sure the specific names of the towns or cities in Peru, but they are unable to get to the international-type airport to be able to get home. And there's about, he says, somewhere between 1,700 to 2,700 U.S. citizens which cannot get out of Peru. And he's going to be on WYFF4 between 5 and 6 to, you know, talk about it more in depth. But
right.
I just wanted to share that with you and try to get some people involved who, you know, have connections and try to get this to the forefront. Let them know, hey, we do have U.S. citizens wherever in this world trying to get home and
yeah.
are able to.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. I appreciate that. The president referenced this in one of the coronavirus briefings, I think the end of last week, and he talked about how the State Department was working to try and ensure that these people were brought back, probably by military aircraft, was his suggestion. So the State Department, or as he likes to call them, the Deep State Department, apparently is working on this. That's it for hour number two. 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next here on the Bobby Mac Show from stately McLean Manor.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.